Ophir and Hebalah and Jobab. All these were the sons of Joktan. And they came to Ophir and fetched from thence gold, 420 talents, and brought it to King Solomon. And the navy also of Hiram that brought gold from Ophir brought in from Ophir great plenty of almug trees and precious stones. Jehoshaphat made ships of Tarshish to go to Ophir for gold, but they went not, for the ships were broken at Ezion-Geber. And Ophir and Hebalah and Jobab, all these were the sons of Joktan. Even 3,000 talents of gold, of the gold of Ophir, and 7,000 talents of refined silver, to overlay the walls of the houses withal. And Hiram sent him by the hands of his servants ships, and servants that had knowledge of the sea. And they went with the servants of Solomon to Ophir, and took thence 450 talents of gold, and brought them to King Solomon. And the servants also of Hiram, and the servants of Solomon which brought gold from Ophir, brought algum trees and precious stones. Then shalt thou lay up gold as dust, and the gold of Ophir as the stones of the brooks. It cannot be valued with the gold of Ophir, with the precious onyx or the sapphire. King's daughters were among thy honorable women. Upon thy right hand did stand the queen in gold of Ophir. I will make a man more precious than fine gold, even a man than the golden wedge of Ophir.